News 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Yes, you just heard Craig Slope say, yes, 80 are expected high in Reno today. We're on our way. Let's refresh the website here, find out that we're at 71 degrees. Feels
a lot warmer than that.
71 degrees in Reno at the moment. I'm John Potter, live and local on the roads. It's a rough day in Fernley. Now we get word of a crash in the Fernley roundabout. Going westbound, and this is the roundabout that combines 50 alternate with 95 alternate and I think 828. So there's a crash there, may be tying up there. And troopers still at the scene of a fatal crash that happened at 4:30 this morning, eastbound 80, starting at Fernley, going to 95. I think that's where the crash happened, because eastbound traffic is closed from that point on, going extending from Fernley to that highway 95 route. Anyway, phone number 884-9910. We're here to talk about anything this hour. That means let's talk about Trump, who did something very good this week on Tuesday. It did not involve Iran or anything else like that. It involved a whole bunch of folks gathered in his Oval Office, and I feel bad. I feel a little bad for the people who end up going to those things. Tuesday, it was a whole bunch of people. They were gathered around the president in the Oval Office, around him at his desk, as he is signing some executive order, and they're standing there behind his desk, and the reporters are there to take pictures of that, ostensibly. But the thing that Donald Trump does is you can ask any question you want, and he will pretty much stay there as long as you want and expound on that subject, and which is great accessibility, and I really like that. But if you're the ones who have to stand there silently behind him while he goes on and on and on, sometimes an hour, sometimes longer, that probably is less than fun. Kind of looks... Well, it looks awkward. So anyway, Tuesday, those astronaut people were there, you know, from the moon mission. They were getting honored in the Oval Office. They're there. And the reporters immediately started asking Donald Trump about other things. And the astronauts are standing there while Trump was talking about the world. At any rate, the folks who stood around behind Donald Trump when he spoke were Bobby Kennedy Jr., and Linda McMahon, who's the Secretary of Education, and Pete Hegseth was there. A lot of young athletes were there, and they were there for the announcement that President Trump has brought back the Presidential Physical Fitness Award. When I was a kid, I was in the fourth grade. President John Kennedy was in office, and he, with his brother Bobby Sr., who was attorney general, they had a keen interest in physical fitness, and they thought it was very good for people. They thought it was a part of living a wholesome, appropriate life, and so they encouraged physical fitness. John Kennedy was inspired significantly by President Theodore Roosevelt, who also felt that the dynamic life, the vigorous life, was the life best lived. And so he, Teddy Roosevelt, lived very actively, and he encouraged young people and those around him to be active as well. So fast forward to President Kennedy and his brother Bobby. They came up with the Presidential Physical Fitness Award. They were big promoters of it, and it was sort of like a PT test, a physical test that you might, you know, like the kind you might take to get into the service or something like that. It was a run and make a certain time. And I can't remember what it was. It was a rope climb or a bounce thing or push-ups or whatever. But it was a test of general physical fitness. How are you generally in terms of physical fitness? And there was a high standard to get this fitness award. And if you got that patch, that was a big, big deal. I never got that patch, being the pansy I am, but I had a friend, though, who earned it, and his mother got him a little blue sweater, and she sewed that patch right on there. And this is fourth grade, and you could not pry that kid out of that sweater. He was so proud of that patch, and rightfully so. And for decades, young Americans were encouraged to take part in physical fitness by the Presidential Award. And what a great thing. What a great thing. And then along comes Barack Obama. And Barack Obama says, well, disproportionately, this goes to white kids, so it's not good. And this is disrespectful to kids who are heavy set, so that's not also good. And further, this encourages competition. And some kids are not going to make the cut, and they're going to feel bad. So that is not good. Yeah, you know, something like that.
I was going to say, I found what the physical fitness, presidential physical fitness test does. It doesn't help with talking, but.
Oh, okay. So what can I not do anymore?
You already do this one. You do a 1 mile walk/run, pull-ups or right angle push-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Sit-ups or curl-ups.
Mm.
A shuttle run, which is a 30-foot, two-block shuttle run to measure speed and agility. And sit and reach evaluates your flexibility. Now, in the revamped one for this one, the test is broken down into core strength, curls and planks, cardio, and upper body. And it aims to test students on a 15th percentile benchmark.
Well, see, that's a lot.
It is.
That's why I didn't get it. I did think at the time, I remember in fourth grade, that that was very intimidating. And I don't think I even may have tried the run. But I really wanted that patch. But like I said, I was a pansy. I still am. I'm not a muscle man. I don't have muscles. Just legs. That's it.
I think I did this when I was at fifth grade at Mount Rose Elementary School.
You did this?
Yes.
Did you get the patch?
No. Why not? My percentile was off quite a bit.
Yeah, it was a tough test. It wasn't like what they would create. It wasn't what Barack Obama would design as a test. It was tough. I mean, we're thinking that the idea originated with President Theodore Roosevelt, and Teddy Roosevelt was a fitness crazy. You have to read his biography. It just came out a couple of years ago. Anyway, so what was I going to say? Well, that's why Trump was there, and he signed to bring it back. And, when he got back in this last time, I know that there was a push to help make this happen on Tuesday when he signed. You know, the folks said, listen, you got to bring back the Presidential Fitness Award. And here's Bobby Kennedy. You know, his dad was involved in the original inception of this program. And so that's what we saw on Tuesday this week. It happened. I am grateful for it. And I think that it will provide a neat incentive for youngsters of every type everywhere to maybe do their best physically and maybe earn this little patch and have that satisfaction and a little success for themselves. By the way, I have something else to say about this, but I have to tell you, you know, the thing that sticks in my crawl the most is the news media. So the news media, they did have this Tuesday meeting in the Oval Office on their newscasts, but all they did was show how he's meandering about the Iran war because reporters are asking the question. A lot of the Daily Show on the Comedy Central and the late night talk shows made fun of it because he was really meandering about crazy things. And none of them said what this meeting was for this important thing to make young people healthy again. You would think folks on the left, that would be important to them. Health, you know, this is a good thing. Anyway, what was I saying? some will still say, well, what about the kids who don't get this award and who don't succeed in getting this? Well, listen, I've always thought, based on my personal experience and observation, that failure teaches us just as much as success. And if we don't believe in failure and overcome failure It can help us to do better and be better. I believe that if this spurs young people on to be more physically fit, then good. And it, if it allows some youngster to receive some honor that has the word presidential on there and the seal of the presidency, I can tell you how I felt back then that this is a super cool thing. And that youngster will treasure that forever. So it's a good thing. And at any rate, I don't think they give it to old people. So I think this is just for young people. So I think I missed out. But I am grateful to the president for encouraging these things. And I imagine that it's probably a little bit touching to Bobby Kennedy Jr. His father, Robert Kennedy Sr., did you hear the story about how Robert Kennedy Sr., Bobby Kennedy, one day walked 50 miles through some really bad weather in a pair of loafers because his brother, the president, John Kennedy, had challenged members of his cabinet to a challenge that Theodore Roosevelt extended to the Marine Corps officers back in the day. Teddy Roosevelt said, a Marine Corps officer should be able to walk 50 miles in a day. And President Kennedy said, well, if President Roosevelt thought his Marine Corps officers could do that, I believe that members of my cabinet could do that. Well, the only one to try that was Bobby Kennedy. Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy walked 50 miles in 17 hours and 50 minutes from Great Falls, Maryland to Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, which, by the way, is the most beautiful town. He wore low-cut leather Oxford loafers in freezing, snowy weather while his aides were running in hiking shoes. Yet Bobby Sr. was the only one to finish, and he pulled it off. God bless him. But I really wanted that patch as a kid. It's haunted me, and I believe in living as vigorous a life as you possibly can. And, you know, I sit here, 71 years of age. I try to ignore that fact. But I notice my robust physical capability still. I still, you know, I walk 2 hours a day. Weekends, sometimes jog. I want to say to Channel 2, I was not too old. I still have the passion and could have and can still go another 20 years. So you were wrong. But there is an impact of age, and you cannot hold back the hands of time permanently. But here is something that I have learned in life through personal experience, and I've learned a lot in the past 10 years. And that is, if you just keep going, there's a lot more in your body than you think. We are resilient, tough creatures, and there's more youth in the bottle than you and I think. Sometimes society would have us believe the opposite with the old people stereotypes and all the drug prescription ads. Okay, we're not all going to have bodies like we had when we were 22, but we can make the most of who we are and what we have. And I don't care if you're a teenager in school still, or if you're sitting at home watching the decades go by, it is a true principle that being vigorous, getting exercise, making physical activity part of your life can do you so much good. We live in a world today where our prosperity has created for us new plagues, if you will. One is diabetes, which for too many people comes later in life and is a consequence of extra weight that we carry that kind of throws things out of whack in our bodies. But the potential for diabetes can be shut down through good, vigorous exercise. I see high school kids or college kids, children of my friends, and I'm that jerk old man who gives them a little micro lecture, you know? At that stage of your life, when you're a young hard body, the most important thing you can do is develop a personal habit. And that's the key. If it's a habit, you don't have to talk yourself into it every day. It becomes a habit of a plan. Some people swim. Some people jog. Some people ride bicycles. I used to, not in this town. Some people go to the gym. Maybe you play a sport or something like that. It's basketball with friends down at the park, whatever it might be for you. Just make sure you do it. And make sure you make it a habit. And even when life has burdens for you and difficulties, make sure you still have the time and you still have that commitment to physical fitness, because it can tremendously bless you. Let's go to the phone. Bob is calling from Sparks. Hey, Bob, good morning on this beautiful Saturday. I'm glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Now, this is a little story I think you'll find of interest. I grew up in a small dinky town about 30 miles from Pittsburgh, and graduated in 1959. You do the math, okay? One of the qualifications for graduating from that high school is you had to pass a swimming test, without a doubt, okay? And, well, it's kind of funny, there was one guy in the class, and he was a great athlete. He was a straight-A student, honor society, you know, everything you could think of, good-looking, could have any girlfriend he wanted. And I remember I have a vision of him sitting there at the pool. He was deathly afraid of water. Now, I don't know whether he finally passed a test or whether they maybe some sort of an extent, you know, some sort of an exception for him. And when I was in the Boy Scouts, we did a 50-mile hike in a day with packs on our back. So there you go. And that has set the...
Yeah.
The
are you keeping up with... Are you keeping up with some physical... Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Superb,
Bob. Go to the gym two or three times a week, et cetera.
Very good.
And I hope to make it to 100 if I can.
Bravo, my friend. I appreciate your call.
Okay, John. We'll see.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. All right, we got to take a break. 884-9910 is our phone number. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1123.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
Back in 2 minutes.
Coming up after the break.
99.1 FM Talk.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Northern Nevada, when you've got a company boot voucher, spend it where it matters. Head to Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, locally owned and proud to serve the folks who keep our communities running. You get fit by experts who know the work, know the gear, and know what Nevada Tough really means. Shop with your neighbors, and when you bring in that voucher, we'll thank you with a free $20 gift for supporting local. At Red Wing Shoes Carson City, across from Smith's.
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
Our veterans have sacrificed for our freedom. From World War II to Afghanistan, they have served in silence, often facing wounds unseen. But many live with severe dental infections that cause extreme pain. These infections can reach vital organs that cause life-threatening medical emergencies, and sometimes even death. The truth is, most do not qualify for VA dental care due to stringent criteria. That's where the Adopt-A-Vet Dental Program steps in, supported by 160 dedicated dentists providing free, pro bono dental care to impoverished veterans in Nevada. While these professionals volunteer their time, supplies and prosthetics come at a high cost. Your donation can make a life-saving difference. For every dollar you give, we deliver $8 of critical, life-changing dental care. Please visit adoptavetdental.org and help us honor their service because they deserve better. Together, we can give back to those who have given all. Call 470-8707 for more information. Please donate now.
Hi, Chris Russell, owner of Nissan Carson City, voted 3 years in a row the best dealership in Carson City because of things like Nissan being recognized by J.D. Power as the highest-ranking mass-market brand in America. Plus, we've been voted Carson City's best car dealership, as well as the best place to buy a new car and the best place to buy a used car.
Number one in Carson City is voted by readers of the Nevada Appeal.
We've scared off all car payments, new or used, until 2026. Nissan Carson City, home of tires and oil for life.
every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio on 99.1 KKFT.
And 92.3.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weekend with John Potter.
I wish I lived in the golden age.
99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. It's me, John Potter, live and local here till noon. I kind of got carried away about the presidential seal there. One reason that I was encouraging or ordering others to do this, to get moving, is that I just lost a cousin 2 years younger than me because he did not take care of himself and probably got that early grave because of it. So I just go, I enjoy it. I go out running or hiking or stuff like that. Many old timers, they lived on farms, back in the day. We didn't sit as much. We have the computers doing our work. The old timers living on farms, and some were tradesmen. There were people who just worked. They didn't go to the gym, but they worked growing up. My older relatives, like my great-grandfather, he lived into his 90s, and all he did was work every day using his body. And you see some of these folks who do have physical jobs. It was often people on farms, but where people keep using their bodies, they keep on living. And moving benefits us. I just bought a book written by Dick Van Dyke, 100-year-old Dick Van Dyke. That's actually the title of the book, Keep Moving. You ever see him when it's like his birthday and the reporters come out to interview Dick Van Dyke? He just turned 97, he just turned 98, 99. And then, of course, he's 100 and the reporters go out and talk to him. And when they interview him, he's always walking while he's talking to the reporters. He doesn't stop. A couple of weeks ago, when he was here as a guest, I actually lectured Joe Hart during the commercials to walk more and drink more water. Yeah, that's how truly irritating I am in person. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Back with you in a moment, and in case I haven't mentioned it, it's going to be a great day. We're going to have to do the final half hour coming up next. Your phones are always welcome at 775-884-9910, and I don't know what I'll bring up, but we just have one half hour to go. It's an endurance test, folks, right here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk, time 11:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 11:30.
Stevens, 17 Americans on board a cruise ship hit by a hantavirus outbreak will now be quarantined in Nebraska. Now, as far as contracting the disease,
you have to be in close contact with someone who has a lot of symptoms. There have been 8 people that have been infected. All of them, the first two got it from, for all things bird watching, probably breathed mouse droppings in Argentina.
National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Fox. A plane leaving Denver International Airport hit and killed a pedestrian on the runway during takeoff late Friday.
From Denver airport officials, they say that pedestrian jumped into the perimeter fence and was hit just 2 minutes later while crossing the runway. She has not been identified, is not believed to be an employee of the airport, and the airport has since examined the fence line and found it to be intact.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3. Good morning to you. I'm Greg Neft. It's our top local story. Downtown Reno's U.S. Bank branch off Virginia and Liberty hit with a robbery Thursday,
in which the suspect passed a note to bank staff. Officers were able to identify and track the suspect, 79-year-old Jack Van Eaton Jr., to the Fireside Inn, located at 205 East 4th Street.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio.
At approximately 4 p.m., Reno police officers obtained a warrant and took Van Eaton Jr. into custody without incident. Van Eaton Jr. was charged with one count of robbery.
Mercurio says the robbery remains under investigation. No one was hurt. Distracted driving citations are on the rise across California.
In 2025, CHP officers issued more than 111,000 distracted driving citations. That's a 20% increase over 2024. To combat the problem, drivers can expect increased enforcement and education efforts, urging drivers to put the phone down. Officers say distracted driving isn't just phone use. It includes adjusting music, eating, or anything else that takes a driver's eyes off the road. I'm Bree Tennis.
And Nevada is leading the nation in job creation. That's the conclusion of a new report by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It says Nevada added over 28,000 jobs between March of last year and March of this year. We'll get up to a high of 80 degrees today. Sunny skies. We'll get more northern Nevada weather directly ahead, along with more of the weekend live and local with John Potter. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3.
Nothing ruins a peaceful Tahoe trip faster than car trouble. Smoke? Strange noises? Squealing? LT Automotive gets you back on the road fast. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
When you need tree service, don't call a couple of guys with chainsaws. Call Northern Nevada's most equipped tree service. Call Battle Born Tree Service. Battle Born Tree Service has three certified arborists on staff with OSHA 10 and 30 cards. And most importantly, they hold above industry liability insurance, which means no matter the size of your job, you're covered. And there's no job they can't do. When Battle Born shows up, it's like a tree army with an Alltech 75-foot elevator bucket truck. Attract Carlton 75 horsepower stump grinder, a 19-inch capacity bandit chipper, multiple compact track loaders, wheeled skid steers, big wheel loaders, and much, much more. Battle Born Tree Service can do in a day what it takes the other guys three or more days to do. For commercial and residential service and maintenance, hire an army, a tree army. Battle Born Tree Service. Call 775-232-8243. 775-232-8243.
You're headed to the Reno Aces game, and now your car decides to strike out. Bad timing. LT the Superdog is on call. At LT Automotive, we fix cooling systems fast so you don't miss the first pitch. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
FM Top Weather.
Warm, low 80 degree weather getting even warmer for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, right around 90 with plenty of sunshine. Overnight lows by Monday and Tuesday, closer to 60 than 50. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Sundays at 2, The Verdict, Ted Cruz, 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend. On News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello, welcome back. 884-9910, our number, final half hour. John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. Let's go to Dennis calling from Fallon. Hey, Dennis, good morning. I'm so grateful to take your call right now. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning. I hear a lot of complaints about the price of gas and diesel. But I don't ever hear anybody saying it's Gavin Newsom's fault because he shut all those refineries down. And if Nevada and Arizona had any guts, they would have told Gavin, if you shut the refineries down, we're going to cut your electricity off and we'll see how far your electric cars go. But this is Gavin Newsom's fault because we had a friend come from South Dakota and their gas was just a little over $3. And then when she hit Nevada, that's when the prices jumped sky high because we get all of our gas and diesel from Nevada. I mean, from California.
Oh, I know. We're all of us here and our listeners are well aware of that fact. The California prices were high even before the Iranian war, but the news media shorthand
is that this is a Trump deal. And now those stickers are showing up on gas pumps with a picture of Trump pointing to the price and saying, I did that.
So if this is all Trump's fault, how come you go to Utah and the price of gas is a whole lot cheaper, and then the further east you go, it just keeps getting cheaper? So how do you figure it's all Trump's fault when Gavin Newsom shut the refineries down?
Yeah. You ought to call the news media with that question. That's well aware of that.
Yeah, but people in Nevada ought to know if this is Gavin Newsom's fault. Mm-hmm. It's not. I understand the Iran war has caused some of this, but our gas prices, diesel prices, they're Gavin Newsom because he shut the refineries down. You can have all the oil in the world, but if you don't have a refinery, it ain't going to do you any good.
That's why it was so refreshing to see the California governor's debate. I think it was Tuesday on CNN, and the Democrats there were bashing the high cost of everything in California. And I told my story when I came out at 9. We did a trip to Healdsburg, and I was so stubborn. I have a gas tank with just fumes. I'm afraid to start the truck now because I just refused to pay $8.68 for diesel in California. Yeah. It wasn't much better once I crossed into Nevada, too. I'll tell you that. Thank you, my friend.
That's because of California. That's the reason Nevada.
That's where we get the gas. That's right. So they're talking, hopefully making progress on a nice pipeline from Utah to. Right.
Well, I hope so. But people need to start talking about this is Gavin Newsom's fault, not Trump's.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, believe you.
What's that?
We know. Believe me, sir. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. You have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Take care. I have some great news for you folks. You can win tickets pretty easily on this radio station for Jimmy Fallon coming to perform, and also Brian Kilmeade, both, of course, Fox News, coming to perform here in town. They are performing at Bartley Ranch. I believe it is this. Well, let's see here. May 20. Okay. I have to get the schedule. I have the schedule for our ticket giveaways. And okay. I will tell you that come Monday between 10 and noon on the Jimmy Fallon show on this radio station, we're giving away tickets to Brian Kilmeade. And then on Tuesday, 1 to 3 p.m. during Guy Benson, we'll be giving away Jimmy Fallon tickets on this radio station. We make it easy for you, too. It's a text contest. You just listen for the time to do it. Full explanation on the radio. More tickets coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday that you can win. I guess the message is just listen to the darn shows this week, 99.1 FM Talk. So listen Monday, 10 to noon, Tuesday, 1 to 3, Wednesday, 3 to 5 with Lars. Thursday, noon to 1, the new news, giving away both show tickets to the shows, Jimmy Fallon and Brian Kilmeade. A lot of people are curious as to what they do because on Fox News, you know, they host a talk show. They're comedians. That's what they do. That's how they made their name. And it's a fun show. It's, of course, going to poke a lot of laughs out of politics. So by all means, win your tickets and check it out. Get on the internet and buy them too. Let's go to Kurt calling from Reno, talking about those. Oh boy, not again. Taking calls in the order they came in. Kurt on gas prices. I'm glad you called up. Welcome to 99.1 FM Talk, Kurt.
Well, good morning. We just got back from a trip. We flew into Indianapolis and then went up to East Lansing. Gas was not a whole lot cheaper. It was in the upper 480s, 490s a gallon back there. So when people are saying, oh, it's much cheaper back east, it may be in certain cities, but I can tell you for where we just traveled, it was not a whole lot cheaper than what we're paying here.
Well, there's a state, what was it, West Virginia somewhere, where the gas is still $3 something. I think it might be more than one state, too. But, you know, we shoulder Yeah, we shoulder a big Washoe County tax on our gas on top of the fact that it comes from California. So we're in a bad spot there.
That's going to adjust shortly again, is it not, with the RTC tax, the annual adjustment on that?
They just raised it a little bit again, right? That was in the deal.
That was the annual increase that we get.
Yeah, it was kind of sneaky. The full details of this, of course, people really didn't read the whole thing. I think the news media did a pretty poor job, too, of telling folks exactly what this bill would do when this came up for a vote. What was it, 10 years ago or so? It's written, not just those increases, the way it's written, it's ironclad. You have to jump through incredible hoops to have this thing come up for another vote or overturn it. Very frustrating stuff.
Well, if you remember back when they were gathering the signatures, they changed the verbiage from the point that they gathered signatures to when it appeared on the ballot. Mm-hmm. And that is where the increase got tied to whatever government index they use. But they changed it, and when they took it, when they tried to block it, a judge at that point ruled against them and said, no, it can proceed. Mm-hmm. So they weren't being straightforward with the public on mm-hmm. What their intent was. And that's the new kicker in a lot of government new fees or taxes, is they'll tie it to one of these government indexes. And then every year, say it's the CPI, every year that goes up, we're getting an increase in that tax.
All right, Kurt. Thank you for calling. I think, again, the news media greatly to blame to tell folks just what you said. Another thing that really swept this bill in was the fact that the people supporting it, and I'm talking big money construction companies and such, put a lot of money in advertising to vote yes for this bill, because they were the ones who were going to benefit, the road construction companies, the building supply companies, the construction companies. I remember even went so far as to take traffic warning signs, you know, those rectangular things on wheels that they put out by the side of the road to warn people of a detour ahead or something like that. It's got the little bulbs that spell out slow down, things like those signs were used as campaign signs. I thought, can this be legal that they put on the side of the road, support this, you know, bill number what? To save our roads. That's what we want to do. We want to save our roads. And and the people who were against it, who didn't want the gas prices to go higher, they don't have the money to buy all those ads and such. They horned us into it. Let's go to Virginia calling in from Reno. Virginia, hey, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called, dear. Go ahead.
Hi there, John. Yes, I just want to say I like all your topics that you bring up, but what I love the most is your stories, your personal stories, your spiritual things, and then like today you're talking about exercise, and that just hit a spot with me because I'm in my 70s and I've always walked or ran or jogged since my 30s, and my lab work is always good when I see my doctor. So, but I just love these off topic things that you talk about as well. I look forward to those every Saturday.
Oh, really? Well, I have a lot of personal stories. I have a lot of stories because I'm old. Because I'm old, Virginia.
Well, we're all getting old, but your stories are so personal, and they hit the spot with all of us after a certain age. You know, you see things you don't see anymore, like telephone books. You know, I just go around the house, and I go, I mean, you don't get the yellow pages anymore that I know of. You know, I just don't see an ironing board, you know, an iron. I mean,
oh, my gosh. I'm like with the foam booth and the ironing board. Okay. All right. We have to cut you off. I appreciate that,
Thank
Virginia.
You.
Spread the word about the show, too. Yeah.
I sure will.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's a bad habit of me. I say dear. I'm trying to stop myself, but, you know, I go to a restaurant. I love restaurants, and if it's a waitress and they do something nice for me, thank you, dear. And Kathy hates it, and I see the look the waitress gives me when I say that, or to anybody who does something nice for me. I got to stop that. I've tried everything. Let's go to Joe. Joe is calling. Hey, Joe, I'm glad you called in at 884-9910. Welcome to the show, sir.
John, it's always so nice to talk to you, and I do enjoy the show. And you were just talking about tipping. You know, I saw a thing on TV where you tip at the beginning of the meal.
And
the reason to do that,
yeah.
And they said the reason we do that in another country is because now they're working for you. So
you know,
they're apt, yeah.
I like that. I just would fear that they'd forget about it, and then you leave in without a tip after the meal. And
here's what I do. I give them half up front.
Half up front.
Then I give them the other
half after.
I give them the other one.
That's crazy, but it kind of makes sense, I guess. Joe, thanks for the call. Have
a good
day.
I'm not done. I'm not done, John, unless you cut me
off. No, okay. You got an extra minute, Joe. Go ahead, sir.
Here's why I called. There's been a guy on TV. I don't know if you've seen him or not. He works for a rodeo, and he's been doing it for 20-some years. He does all their posters and everything. His name is Lou Basso. So now he's been, City Hall put up his photos of the cowboys of the rodeo and everything, and they went over really well. He's got several other engagements that he's gone to already where he showed his artwork, and I'll call it artwork, his photographs. And he's just an interesting guy, really, and a really nice guy. Nevada, he's been in Nevada, and, you know, his whole life he's a local. So I was suggesting that maybe you guys give him a call and interview him because he's very, very interesting.
Yeah. Do you have my email or anything like that?
I gave him the email for weekend.
Oh, good.
EBC.media. And that goes for anybody. If you have a show topic, EBC as in Evans Broadcast Company. .media. So weekend at ebc.media.
He's been on all the TV stations. If you want his phone number, his name and phone number, I got it right here.
No, just have him email. That make things simpler.
Okay.
I appreciate that, Joe. Always looking out for us. Thank you so much.
That's right. You're my favorites. Saturday morning wouldn't be Saturday morning without you guys.
Well, it wouldn't be for me either, you know. She'd have me in the backyard working again. That's my escape.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. We're going to take a break. Our final segment up next. Thank you, Craig, for doing that. 884-9910 is our number. Final segment next. If you call now, you're next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time 11:49.
Got permission to speak. Yeah.
Permission granted. 884-9910. KKFT.
This is Ken Gray. My country trusted me to defend it in Iraq, and I did. President Trump trusted me to help veterans in D.C., and I did. And Assembly 39 voters trusted me in 2022 and 24 to fight for them in the legislature, and I did. Each time I fought for the people, you. My record shows that. This is Ken Gray, and I'm asking you to be in my corner. Vote for me, and together we will guard your wallet, our freedoms, and our rural way of life. Paid for by the committee to elect Ken Gray. Assembly District 39.
Transform your backyard into your favorite place to be with Carson Masonry and Steel Supply. Imagine custom patios, beautiful stonework, a stunning water feature or fountain, and elegant fire boulders perfect for relaxing evenings under the stars. Carson Masonry and Steel Supply has the materials you need, and delivery is available. Visit 4783 Highway 50 East in Carson City. Call 775-882-3832. That's 882-3832. 32.
Temperatures are rising. Is your AC ready for the heat? Call Elite Air Systems and find out. From quick repairs to full installations, their friendly, knowledgeable techs work on all makes and models. And they offer free estimates on installations and changeouts. Elite Air Systems, locally owned, family operated, and proudly serving Northern Nevada since 2007. Schedule an appointment today at EliteAirSystemsNV.com or call 292-0575.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Warm, low 80 degree weather getting even warmer for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, right around 90 with plenty of sunshine. Overnight lows by Monday and Tuesday, closer to 60 than 50. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Sundays at 2, The Verdict, Ted Cruz, 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Yeah, it's going to get pretty hot today. Current temperature in Reno. Let's reload here. 73 degrees. We got some bad scenes here on the roads at the moment. We have the baddest scene of all. 4:30 this morning near Fernley. This was on eastbound 80. It was a fatal crash there. Troopers just checked, are still at the scene. That eastbound 80 has been closed for most of the morning. I think it's reopened. I see on camera some cars getting through at the moment. Now, can you hear that? Listen. Yeah, there's a siren. That is a crash right there at 580 at the Plum Airport exit. There is a fire truck right in the middle helping out a vehicle. There's an ambulance in front of that, but it's right in the middle of 580, and this is a crash tying up northbound 580. Oh, I'm sorry, southbound, blocking lanes 580 southbound near East Plum by the airport exit. One right lane is closed, and from the cameras, the middle lane is closed, too, for the fire engine. So there's just one lane open there, and yeah, it just heard that siren. We also have a mishap eastbound 8. Well, it's not a mishap, a disabled car. But the worst part is 580, both directions, actually, because on the camera I see tie-ups both ways. Southbound at Moana and northbound at Plum Lane. It's mainly bad going southbound at the moment because that is an injury crash. I hear a lot of activity going on in the background. Well, it turned out to be the top topic people called up today about is the number one concern they have, and that is gas prices. So I did a little research here. The cheapest gas in the state of Nevada today is nowhere near here. It's the Pilot Station in West Wendover. That's the border town with Utah. $4.16 a gallon. Must be nice. The cheapest gas around here in our listening area of these radio stations is the Chevron in Yerington. The one on Bulk Plant Road, it says here, now this is what is on Gas Buddy, and people report gas prices to Gas Buddy. Also, gas station owners report prices to Gas Buddy. so you get a good picture of what the prices are. Anyway, the around here the cheapest price is $4.39 a gallon. This is for regular. Diesel is obscene everywhere. Me and that truck, anyway. $4.39 in Chevron. Now, a lot of times these gas buddy prices don't work for me. I will see it. I'll go right to the station, and it's not what gas buddy says it would be. Now, this situation, I think, being a little paranoid here, comes from the gas station owners. I mentioned the West Wendover station. That price, $4.16 a gallon, was posted by the owner. And there is a gas station in Carson City, I'm not going to tell you which one, but consistently the owner posted price at his gas station is always off. It's always like 8 cents higher. And it's always this one station. So, you know, it's buyer beware with Gas Buddy, but it still is a great help. Yes. And it turns out lately, Arrington is the place to really fill up. They have a lot of gas stations there, and a lot of stations means competition. This is the great thing about that evil capitalism that all the young people are bashing on Reddit.
Oh, it's capitalism.
Anytime somebody is complaining about something,
it's late stage capitalism.
Well, what do you suggest we do? You know, you weren't around when communism was destroying, and still is, great countries. And if it's not communism, it's dictatorship in a lot of countries. Look at Cuba. Look at Haiti. It's not capitalism. There are people on Reddit saying that situation, it stemmed from capitalism because the U.S. interfered, and Haiti had to pay France to bail out for the French help to overturn a government. Anyway, the more you look, the more you learn. Listen, I'm so glad you folks tuned in. I'll be back again next Saturday, 9 to noon. Mr. Craig Moss is counting the seconds away because after 36 hours of work, if you're not asleep now, you might be asleep now. I don't know. But you're going to sleep today, right?
Yes.
You really had me worried that you actually were asleep there.
Nah.
Well, it was a challenge, wasn't it? When John Potter, when John Potter talks for 3 hours, that's audio Somonex right there. What is this old man talking about Somonex? They don't sell Somonex anymore. They don't sell Geritol anymore, do they? Well, if they do, that would be the perfect sponsor on this radio show. Anyway, there it is. There's the music. Okay. Yeah, just push me out the door, just like Channel 2. I'm John Potter, live and local. Talk to you again next Saturday. I hope you all have a wonderful day. I love you all. It's great to have this contact with you. Don't forget, listen to these radio stations to win your Brian Kilmeade and Jimmy Fallon tickets. They're coming to town. Listen all next week. Bye-bye.